You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. As more of us consider traveling this year for some much-needed holidays, you might want to experience some art and culture. So today we're going to take a look at Double Meaning, a tactile tour program available at the Peggy Guggenheim Collection in Venice. And joining me to explain more is Valeria Botalico, who curated the project since its inception in 2015. Valeria, it is so nice to have you here. Welcome.
Nice to meet you, and thank you for your invitation.
So Valeria, let's start at the beginning. What inspired this program?
Oh, some questions like this. Could the blind person appreciate art? If yes, to what level? Could the blind person learn about differences in art styles? And if yes, which is the process whereby blind people understand the visual image? So alongside these questions were some reflections, the art of the avant-garde, in particular that masterfully collected by Peggy Guggenheim Collection and Peggy Guggenheim, is in some way to go beyond sight. It is to enter the sphere of abstraction. So a person who is blind can see by creating mental images, and to create them requires memory, sensory memory, and abstraction. So from all these reflections, the project was born.
Amazing. So could you tell us what would a tour like that look like, and would it be available in English?
Oh, yes. So the Peggy Guggenheim Collection is in Venice in Italy, and the experience in the museum consists of two parts: an individual tactile guided exploration that I conduct personally. And then the experience is completed with a workshop with a blind sculptor, whereby modeling with clay. So in this way, we can see together with the visitors if the mental image has been created. If the work, painting or sculpture, has been seen with the mind's eye. So it is possible to have a guided tour in English, of course, and we have another service. At the visitor's disposal at the ticket office, there is a book in Braille text in Italian and also in English, and a book in a large character, both in Italian and in English. All these texts are also accessible in audio format for everyone.
That sounds great. So let's talk about the tour itself. We obviously can't touch the actual exhibit, but there is a way that we can still get that feel for it, that sensory feel you spoke about.
Oh, yes, sure. More than 16 paintings, including those in the permanent collection and some from temporary exhibitions, have been reproduced in relief. Displayed in the museum rooms are a number of relief tablets available to visitors for tactile exploration. It's not only for blind or visually impaired, but for everyone. But thanks to the great work of the museum staff, and grateful to the evaluation of the state of preservation, it is possible to explore tactilely not only this bas relief, but we can touch in original also some bronze sculptures that are outdoors in the garden of the Peggy Guggenheim Collection.
Now, you also mentioned the workshop. Now, tell me a little bit more about the workshop.
This is the main part of this all this process, because the workshop is done together with a blind sculptor. We check if the tactile exploration happened correctly and if the mental image was created, not only for blind, but for everyone, because this workshop and this activity is open to blind, to visually impaired, and to seeing audience. So, thanks to this experience, a community of people has been created who know the works collected by Peggy Guggenheim through touch and through another point of view.
So it all sounds really interesting. Now, how much longer, how long will Double Meaning, the whole tactile tour, be available for?
So, Double Meaning, which began in the fall of 2015 in experimental form, has since been a permanent program to the public. Year by year, the number of works reproduced tactily has increased, and with the museum's educational department, we are working more and more to create as a comprehensive a service as possible. So the project includes sessions for adults, and for a long period we have sessions for children, not only visually impaired and but also for seeing audience to be inclusive.
So it is really inclusive, and the tour itself is also free, but do we need to book in advance?
Yes, the tour is free. Thanks above all to the sponsorships that have supported the project since the beginning, and thanks to the museum whose mission is to make all programs and educational activities accessible to the public. It's important to book in advance the tour. In this moment, for the pandemic situation, this program is suspended, but we continue the relationship with the community built during these years around Double Meaning. And we hope that for the spring, we will start again.
Oh, so that would be so good to see it open again. So, if we wanted to find out more information about Double Meaning, can we? Is there a website we can visit?
All the information is available on the official website of the museum in the section of visit, and there is always the museum staff of both visitor services and the educational department ready to respond to the needs, of course, and it's welcome to all visitors.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio, Valeria.
Thank you too, and hello and bye-bye from the lagoon in Venice, and we are welcome to invite you to follow the Double Meaning in Venice. Thank you.
And remember as well, if you'd like to find out more about Double Meaning, the website address is Guggenheim forward slash Venice dot IT.